levantaré mi bandera, alzando mi país o estando allá afuera, porque para mí, mira, no existen fronteras. Yo levantaré mi bandera, oh.
Levantaré mi bandera, alzando en mi país o estando allá afuera, porque para mí, mira, no existen fronteras. No, no, oh. Y es que hay mucho sentimiento, lo grito al viento, de ser latino nunca me arrepiento.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special edition of the Latin Babbler Show. I am your host, the Latin Babbler. I am joined with the crew, absolutely Miss Rocky and Paula Garcia.
Hey, hey, hey.
We are here with a very special guest. She is the founder and CEO of Tragos, a game that has given a voice to the Latin community. And she is a Forbes 30 Under 30 class of 2021. Welcome to the show, Carolina Costa.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
So I have a question. So you worked 5 years in product and design strategy consulting at Luminary, and that's a design agency based in New York. And you worked with over 20 startup companies to launch their brands, their products as a producer, creative director, project manager, client liaison. I mean, at this point, you're running the flower shop. So
this goes on and on.
Right. She has more credentials than I can think of for a resume. That thing's got to be like two pages long at least. Did you always live in New York?
Yeah, I did. I lived, well, for the most part, there's like a few years here and there, but I was born and raised in Queens in Jackson Heights. Yeah. So I definitely came from like that Latino background, but there's more to that story. You know, having that experience, like that whole list that you said, I already forgot about all that work I used to do, but it's pretty much what I'm doing now. So it really did, I guess, train me for all that hard work and hustle. But it's still like just been a big learning experience doing what I do and with Tragos in general.
Very cool. So, I mean, what drove you to that career path? Were you like surrounded by people? Was your family very business oriented, or were you the first one to sit there and go, I'm going to take this route?
The only route that I guess had like a say in was like the art and design field. Like I grew up like wanting to be an artist. That was like what I wrote in school. Like, I want to be an artist when I grow up. And luckily by the time I got to college, design and UI UX had become more of like an industry. And so luckily my parents wouldn't have to deal with like that starving artist. And And so I went to college for graphic design. And then, yeah, I had that opportunity to work with the design agency where I learned it a little bit more. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
That's amazing. So you've worked in design. You've had a lot of success. With that success comes you being featured and named in Forbes 30 Under 30 class of 2021 for the creation of Tragos. How exciting was that for you?
It's something that I'm still processing to this day. Like I found out two Decembers ago, but it's still like, you know, with the hustle that you got to go through every single day with running a business. They kind of tell you that. And I've never realized like the privilege of Forbes. It's something that I had never really grown up with. I'd heard of the company, but I didn't know like just how impressive it sounds. Yeah.
It's like, I'm on Forbes.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. My friends make the same impressions.
It's like, I'm on Forbes. What are those?
Yes. But yeah, I've tapped into that community a little bit more, and it's just full of incredible human beings. And it's really funny to meet all of them and see, you know, what like world-changing things they're working on. And then when they ask me, they're like, so what'd you do to get on the list? I'm like, oh, I made a drinking game. So there's always like that difference, but it's still cool.
Did you have to like request for that, or they just found you and decided, okay, that we're going to select her for that? Like, did you have to do a submission?
No, my PR rep actually had the idea. Marisol, she was like, oh, I'm going to pitch you to Forbes. And I was like, I'm never going to get that, but sure, go ahead. And yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Crazy. Very cool.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. So Carolina, when starting the business or creating a product like Dragos, did you have any major challenges or setbacks? Tell us about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, my background was definitely not in like business, finance. And so a lot of how I started the business was through the help of John Lim, was kind of my business partner at the beginning. And he was the one that came up with the idea of like having a cultural drinking game. And I jumped at that opportunity because we had both bonded over our like ethnic backgrounds and things that our cultures had in common, the way that our moms raised us and all that. And so I think like with his like marketing savvy and then my design background, we were able to build a brand, put it up on a website very quickly, and then just throw like a few like digital ads to see, you know, who would be interested. It was like really like low budget, you know, self-funded. And then once orders started coming in, I realized, okay, like now we have an actual product that we need to build out and order inventory for. And that was fairly simple to I guess, figure out. I think the biggest challenge that I faced at the very beginning was maybe 6 months after we had started the business, or, you know, like launched the product into the world, Dragos went viral. I think it was like through Facebook, just like everyone started talking about it all of a sudden. And we went from like, like 10 orders a day to like 5,000 that 1 week. And I only had 1,000 games at home. So it was just kind of like, all right, like all hands on deck. I invited all my friends and family. Like we just, I didn't know what to do with that volume and at that scale. So I just had to kind of figure it out on the fly and very, very quickly. So,
right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, and obviously it's got one of the best names in the world. I mean, if you're going to buy a card game, the name Dragos is like,
yes.
Especially in the Latino community.
It's a showstopper.
Game. Yeah, it's definitely, hey, what are you playing today? I'm playing Dragos. We already know what you mean. So tell us more about the game.
You know, it's funny. I was actually going to call it like something like lame, like Latino flow or something like that.
Oh, no. Oh, that would have been terrible.
Dragos, you did good with Dragos.
Yeah, thank God. Yes. So I actually have the game here and I wanted to show it just because nobody realizes just how small and like compact it is. Like you can kind of take it anywhere with you. And it's 109 cards that you basically play. You can learn how to play in seconds. You just pick up a card on your turn and do what the card tells you to do. And within the pack, you have different game modes that you may be familiar with playing, like from other drinking games, like Do or Drink, like Truth or Dare, categories, Most Likely Two. And so it's got a little bit of, you know, from different games, but then all the cards are related, have like cultural references to like you're like Latinidad. And so we have some cards here that I know we'll be playing later as well. So I'll hold off till we're ready to play.
Yay.
Give it away. People didn't know.
Now they do.
Now they do.
Gave it away. That's crazy. Now they can go grab their drink while they're listening to the episode.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
If you haven't as of yet, go right now. All right. And get your little beverage and so forth while I ask, you know, the next question, then we'll go in there.
Yeah.
So you just showed us your original product, but I also know that you have a couple of different versions of the game and you just added a new one called Let's Get Loud. Can you tell us a little bit more about that one?
Yes. So I have that one here too. And this one is a bigger one. Yeah, so we're hoping that this, it's Get Loud, and it was inspired by my loud family, or all everyone's loud family, and also J-Lo, because you know
why J-Lo?
Oh, I mean, clearly I just said, let's get loud get instead loud. Of get loud.
I know.
Now the song's in my head.
There you go.
Yeah, it'll stay. yeah, so this one is our family-friendly pack, and we felt it was, like, super important to reach out to like everyone in the community. And what we love about Dragos is, yes, like it talks about, you know, our culture, you know, people feel represented, and we wanted to keep that going, but for people that don't necessarily drink, and of course, like all the kids of the family. So this one's our family friendly game. It's 800 words, and all of the cards come in English and Spanish. So you can take a look right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You also have the back. And so basically you have 1 minute. You have 1 minute to have your team guess as many words as possible, reading them. Yeah. And you can play in whatever language, of course. And to help, you know, I guess it's for like those bilingual households. Like, you know, I've never played games with like my aunt, or I never play with my grandma because there was always like maybe a bit of a language barrier or something. And the only game we ever played was like Parques or Monopoly. And so this is introducing something new for those like multi-generational and bilingual homes.
Yeah. Colombian household. Yeah. Colombian household plays a lot of Parques. So I understand.
We'd be all messed up by the end.
I'm telling you, and the dominoes, of course. But I see you have like a spicy version for Valentine's Day. So that must be a huge seller for this time of the year, huh?
Yes. Yes. We actually have, I got all the games like around me. So we have the spicy version, and this is the Tragos, one of the Tragos expansion packs.
It's spicy.
It's spicy. I know. Does it come with like a bottle of hot sauce?
It's not spicy. It's spicy.
Yeah. And it's like entirely Spanglish. So just like the original, but all of the content inside is like, it's more like rated R, more spicy, as you can imagine, more like adult topic. So I say like, be very careful, like who you play with, like that's somebody, like you probably won't want to play that game, like with your mom, but maybe like with your couple or like with friends you're like super comfortable with. And then we also have, I had to show you this because we had talked about it before, our like, our steamy bundle.
Oh, so that's right.
The steaminess.
Talk about spicy.
What happened was I saw it online and I asked her one question, which was funny because it actually comes with like the shot glasses. I think it's like four of them or something like that. It comes with the card deck, which is the spicy. And then it comes with like the condoms. So, I mean, obviously it's spicy.
And the whipped cream too?
Underwear? The thing that threw me out is that it came with Vicks vapor rub. It came with Vicks.
What am I doing with Vicks?
What are we doing with Vicks?
And so she was telling me, oh, you know, at the end of the time, you can do that. I'm like, first of all,
something doesn't match. Yeah. It's like, what doesn't fit in the box?
Doesn't belong here.
Yes.
It was just so funny.
Interesting.
Yeah. I told him that's because every Latino could use Vicks in the house. So, you know, we're just trying to like look out for people.
All the moms and abuelitas are jumping on that.
That should be the get well package. You know,
no, that's the pure Latino package right there. Like, it comes with Vicks, man. Like,
put Vicks on everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'll just clarify that there is a card that has to do with Vicks. So it's related to the spicy pack. Just to clarify.
All right. Now we go. Now, I thought it was just like a free gift, inside the thing.
Free Vicks with purchase.
Free with purchase.
Yeah. It's like,
free Vicks inside for every purchase of the spicy edition.
I love it.
So weird.
It's like, do not use unrecommended area or unrecommended areas.
Exactly.
So Trago has raised like over 20,000 for community projects. Now this is one of the, you know, this is one of those topics that really kind of hit home for me because I'm a huge community advocate, but your company has done, you know, given back to the community. So for instance, like Black Lives Matter, Helping Hands of Puerto Rico, which actually is unique because they're actually helping like young adults to be able to kind of create, you know, different opportunities back at the homeland, which is absolutely amazing. I love what they stand for. The Immigrant Safety Net Workers Fund and more. Why was it so important for the company to do that, to give back? Is that something that's from like a company related, or was that you personally who was like, I was compelled to give back?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I've never had like that experience working with like nonprofits that much growing up or anything like that. But I think it was all part of the journey of like reconnecting with my roots. I had spent some time in Colombia and South America in general, and I had done some volunteer work down there as well. And so I guess coming back and also working with John, like we're both like big social impact advocates. Like we thought, you know, what a great way to actually, I guess, kind of make it full circle. Like, you know, you're getting inspiration from your community and then you kind of got to give them back something. And just like you said about PR, like you see the need that we have in our communities in the US, but the even greater need back home in our native lands. And so it's impossible to kind of just sit back and feel great about, you know, whatever it is you're doing with all the opportunity around you without feeling, you know, that desire to want to help your people, your family, your, you know, everybody.
Hey, look, if there's anything that we can do from the show to be able to kind of partner with you on that, that'd be amazing. I commend you guys because there's not a lot of companies that actually take time to do that. So it's like really commendable for you guys to step up and to actually help out. So now that we've asked all the questions, it's time to play the game. So I went ahead and I bought my, you know, I'm not a drinker. So when she was talking about non-alcoholic people, that's me. But I still got my party cup and my shot glass because I can represent DR right here. It's got apple juice in it. So if I was playing with people who got drunk, then I'd be the only sober one. I'd be the one just laughing at everybody else. But what's going to happen is Scatolina's going to go ahead and pick out the cards. We'll do like three or four cards. And then we have to kind of go with the flow and see what happens. All right, Carolina, go ahead and take it away.
It sounds good. All right, so I have a few new cards for you guys. We're going to start with a vote card. And hopefully you guys are familiar with these two things we're going to vote for. The group with the least votes takes three sips. So whoever loses on this vote has to drink. All right. Caso Cerrado or Laura?
Oh.
Caso Cerrado.
Okay. Caso Cerrado.
I was going to say Laura, so I guess it's me, right?
I say Caso Cerrado, so yeah.
Damn.
I hear the caso jingle in my head. Cerrado.
There you go. One, two, three.
Chug. All right, next.
Okay. If you still have to go around the room to greet everyone individually, take three sips.
Oh man. Yeah.
Even with COVID, you still have to go around and do the elbow with
everybody. Yeah.
Right.
The church one. I'm trying to figure. Are we doing
chicken wings? All right, go
ahead.
Oh,
man.
Okay, this one I think you guys would be great at. All right, it's a tragos round. Each player give your best azúcar. Skip. If you skip, you have to take two sips, or the winner picks somebody else to drink.
Okay. All right, I'm going to let Ms. Rocky go first. I have a feeling she's going to be really good at this. So we're talking about azúcar. Yeah, Don Marcelia. Let's go.
La negra tiene tumbao. Azúcar.
I think she gets extra points for that one.
Yeah, she did.
We're just saying the words.
She actually sang it. Like, what's up? Go ahead, Paula. Go ahead. Give us your best azúcar.
All right, here we go. Azúcar.
Shake the like, shimmy. Do the shimmy.
All right, so, let's see. Vamos a ver, mi gente. Azúcar.
Oh,
good.
That was good.
I had to try to go with a little bit of a higher voice to try to see if I could elevate that.
It was good.
That don't sound weird.
Ooh, that's tough. You guys are good.
All right. So what do? Are we supposed to drink?
I think we all have to vote who is the best one. So.
Oh, who was the best?
I think it's a tie between Rocky and Babbler.
I'm going to give it to Ms. Rocky because she sang, though. She sang.
But you reached that pitch.
Yeah, I know. He's like a soprano, too.
I'll take one for the team.
He's soprano, too.
That's what I'm going to do. We're all going to take it.
We'll all drink.
Cheers.
So, see, even if you win, or even if you lose, you win.
We're still getting drunk.
Messed up. No, just kidding.
There are no winners.
No drinking and driving, people.
Yes.
Absolutely. Drink responsibly.
Yeah, yes. very much so.
Drink responsibly, absolutely.
I think we got room for one more. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm curious if you guys know this. I'm not sure if you do. If you don't know who Fulano de Tal or Mengano is, take four sips.
Fulano de Tal. I know who Fulano de Tal.
I know who they are. Fulano or Mengano.
Fulano, Sotano.
Mengano.
Yes.
Okay, you're good. We're safe. You don't have to think.
Yeah, we all knew it. There we go. All right, so we ended.
That was fun.
And to think about it, when you think about the game, you know, you're surrounded by all your friends. You got music playing, you got chips, you got all kinds of stuff. it's actually really cool because you, I mean, you can also set it up in teams too. It's yeah. kind of cool to see. I mean, don't get me wrong. Teams getting all wasted is funny as hell, but
yes. It gets, yeah. yeah, things, people come up with their own rules too. Like the card will say something and they're like, oh, it says here that Rocky has like, and people go with it. So it's, yeah. It's
oh, I can imagine. Yeah. That would be a lot of fun. I mean, I had a lot of fun on that. So that's actually really cool. So honestly, Carolina, if people wanted to go buy the product or even follow you or go to the Instagram account, where would they go?
Yeah. So currently we sell mainly online. You can find us at dragosgame.com. You can find us on Amazon and now walmart.com. And you know, we're hopefully we'll get into those stores this year. So hopefully absolutely. At like a Target or Walmart near you. And then you can follow us at Dragos Game, literally anywhere. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you name it. So yeah.
Look, if you guys want to purchase the game on Amazon, you literally can get it by tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, it's on Prime.
Yeah.
It's on
so
Prime.
That's something that you guys
Super Bowl festivity.
Hey.
Yeah.
I will say, if you want the one with the special VIX edition, then you have to get that from the Dragos.com website. I noticed
that. Yeah, you can get the super spicy version.
Yeah.
Azuka.
Yeah.
Azuka.
A lot of our bundles come directly from my house. Like I'm literally the one doing it in my house. So
that's amazing.
We can't send it out to Amazon just yet. But okay. Yeah, it so support cool. both. Yeah, either one.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Carolina, thank you for joining us. This was actually a lot of fun. I can't wait for people to actually see us playing this thing and
yes.
basically deciding that Rocky won the whole thing. So but that is our show, folks. You can listen to us on Neighborhood Radio on Saturdays, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on radio89.com and literally on every popular app. Follow us on social media platforms at Latin Babbler Show. Visit our website because their product will be on there, www.latinbabbler.com. I'm the Latin Babbler, along with Carolina and the rest of the crew. We're out.
Bye.
Bye.
Desde Nicaragua hasta Costa Rica, con esta canción todo mundo se identifica. Llamen a los chilenos y a los cubanos, llamen a Puerto Rico y a los mexicanos, que ya se armó la rumba. Desde Panamá hasta Ecuador, vámonos a Perú y luego hasta Salvador. Que se escuche en Brasil y Argentina, yo quiero un grito de mi gente latina. Y levantaré mi bandera, estando en mi país o estando allá afuera. Porque para mí mira noches en fronteras. Levantaré mi bandera.